You're listening to United Nations Radio in New York. I'm Daniel Dickinson. Later in the programme, an end-of-term report for global anti-poverty goals, and a worldwide plan is agreed to drive down road noise. But first, a bulletin of news. The most successful human development programme in history has yielded dramatic results in reducing poverty, promoting gender parity, and fighting diseases such as HIV and AIDS and malaria. The findings come in the Millennium Development Goals Report 2015. The report highlights significant global achievement since world leaders launched the 8 targets in the year 2000. There'll be more on that story later in the programme. Efforts to bring cholera deaths down to zero have been stepped up amid news that disease levels are unchanged, UN health experts said on Monday. Latest figures from the World Health Organization, WHO, show there were more than 140,000 reported cases of cholera globally and more than 2,000 deaths in 2014. Last year also saw major outbreaks in Haiti, Ghana, South Sudan, India and Bangladesh. But the UN agency believes it's made real progress in stopping the disease in its tracks by massively increasing the availability of oral cholera vaccine. In 2015, WHO expects 3 million vaccines to be made available. Here's the agency's Dr. Dominique Lecor.
Really, it works as a sort of key to the door. It shows that something can be done, that impact can be achieved very quickly with the vaccine.
Authorities in Mexico are being urged to consider new evidence related to a military operation last year in the town of Tlatlaya, in which 22 people died. A 15-year-old girl was amongst the dead. The authorities said the deaths occurred during what it called a shootout with suspected criminals. Media reports and a survivor's testimony showed that most victims were executed after the confrontation had ended. Christoph Haynes, a UN expert on extrajudicial executions, cited new information from military documents revealing a directive that troops should operate after sundown in order to kill criminals in the darkness of night. A senior official from the United States government has been appointed second in command at the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Kelly T. Clements assumed the post of Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees on Monday. Ms. Clements is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the US government's Bureau of Population, Refugees and Migration. You've been listening to a bulletin of news from the United Nations in New York. The lives of millions of people around the world have been saved thanks to poverty goals agreed by the international community 15 years ago. That's according to the UN Secretary General. Ban Ki-moon was speaking at the launch of the final assessment report for the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. The 8 anti-poverty goals focus on health, education, gender equality and the environment. The MDGs were launched in September 2000 and represented the world's biggest ever effort to reduce poverty and promote equitable development. Here's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The MDGs helped to lift more than 1 billion people out of extreme poverty and make major inroads against hunger. They have enabled more than 2.6 billion people to gain access to an improved drinking water source and more girls to attend school than ever before.
And he said millions of lives have been saved.
The reductions in child and maternal mortality and the progress in combating HIV/AIDS, malaria, and other diseases are among the most significant advances in human well-being in all of human history.
Data from the Millennium Development Goals Report 2015 show that even the poorest countries can, with targeted interventions, make what it calls dramatic and unprecedented progress. President Paul Kagame of Rwanda is the co-chair of the UN's MDG Advocacy Group, which has focused on promoting the worldwide implementation of the goals. He welcomed the progress that's been made, but said more needs to be done.
Majority of the targets will not be met in many countries, particularly
those experiencing or just emerging from conflict.
Progress on the MDGs has been uneven across the world. In sub-Saharan Africa, poverty is still very high, as is hunger. In Oceania, the report says there is a very large deficit in productive and decent employment. In Southeast Asia, women's representation in parliament is still too low. And in Western Asia, there are still too many slum dwellers. 2015 was the deadline set 15 years ago to attain the goals. They'll be replaced by a new set of targets called the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. They'll be agreed by the international community at UN headquarters in September. The Prime Minister of Norway, Erna Solberg, is also a co-chair of the MDG advocacy group. She said the global push towards the MDGs has provided valuable lessons for the SDGs.
Simply establishing goals will not in itself lift people out of poverty, unless national governments show the political resolve to reach a given goal. Progress will be limited or it will be non-existent. Goals must be accompanied by coherent strategies, policies, and investment at the national level.
The new goals will include a range of poverty targets, but are expected to be broader than the MDGs, focusing on issues of peace, stability, human rights, sustainable development, and good governance. Noise from road traffic can be annoying and deafening, UN health experts say. But while accelerating cars and rumbling lorries are a modern-day bugbear for many of us, new UN-led regulations should see quieter streets in the future. That's according to Serge Fischer, chair of a UN Economic Commission for Europe Global Initiative. He explained to Daniel Johnson how the policy change works in practice.
The new procedure we adopted is a new method, which is more relevant on the way the driver is running the car. So all the values of decibel, we will reduce these levels, will have a direct impact on the noise produced by vehicles in the streets.
Now, one of the things you're specifically addressing this time round are commercial vehicles available on the Japanese and Chinese markets. Why exactly is that?
First of all, maybe I have to say that we address all vehicles, all categories of vehicles. It's always passenger car, like commercial vehicles, but also buses and trucks. And so we could also take into account some requirements from Asian countries like Japan and China, considering their specific markets with their light commercial vehicles, and also in China with their specific light commercial vehicles, to have an international regulation applicable in all countries. So the thresholds, of course, are lower than those we use today. So the first level we will have at the implementation of this new regulation 5103, this UN regulation, is 72 dB. Today the level is 74. So we have 2 dB less for passenger car. So we will reduce this level in between 2016 and 2024 by 4 dB for these passenger cars. So this is a real reduction of the decibels that the citizen would really...
Would feel, would hear. Can you just give me a bit more detail on how that sound is actually going to be reduced? Manufacturers are doing it, and you're also approaching the way people drive cars. Is that right?
It's a combination of the two effects. In fact, we expect from manufacturers they will introduce new technologies, new systems in the vehicles to reduce the noise of the vehicles.
That's not going to make it more expensive and therefore more difficult for them to pay for, to get this new regulation accepted on a truly global level?
We have three steps in this new regulation, which will give a certain time to allow the manufacturer to prepare these future vehicles. So it will take a certain time for this introduction of these new technologies. And this will permit to the manufacturer to think about their new models for the future and to implement the right solution to fulfill these new limits.
Daniel Johnson speaking to Serge Fischer from the UN Economic Commission for Europe. You've been listening to United Nations Radio in New York. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Daniel Dickinson.